It's always a pleasure to perform in Europe. Europe's always a good vibes, and you know, we respect all the European view reggae and love reggae still. And sometimes we say Europe really love it. Sometimes we even think that, you know, they love it more than us. So you don't know. We give thanks to the love, because I love this authentic love, and I love the mix. Give thanks to the love of reggae music.
You're the only artist from Jamaica that hasn't complained about the weather.
Well, guess what? I'm a man that conditioned my mind, and when you condition your mind, I don't say, yo, yes, I'm this, and I'm cold. We just come prepared in my mind, so we don't have to worry about cold. We just go and enjoy a little bit. I'm from a place where it's always warm, and if the sun's too hot, you go on the cool tree and you get a lot of breeze, you know?
Yeah. What are we expecting to hear from Ja Cure in the future?
Really, you can just expect the best that Cure ever do before, because may I try right now to outdo every great work I ever done before, so I can have a great catalogue building up as a young one. So try for me a greater and greater Cure every day, you know what I mean? But to just make sure, so at least you try to deliver well, even if, you know what I mean? Because people are out there to receive it. So right now, I work for some work where the best work that I'm ever doing in my life, and this coming album will be the best ever. And I want the world to look out for it. It's called World Cry, you know?
You've kind of reached out there. I mean, you've even got kind of, it's reggae, hip-hop, R&B. You've got a track with Mavado at the moment, so that's doing good rotation. Yeah. You've got Kerry Hilson.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're spreading out of reggae?
Well, you know, I love music. The song say I love music, any kind of music. So crossing over into Kerry Hilson's them fan base, they cross over into mine. So we share fan base, you know what I mean? So it's very interesting to do that. It's like an experiment.
We also
have Jasmine Sullivan and this album also, and Kerry Hilson, and we have a brand new Tupac that never been heard in the world. I was privileged to get one of those lines of Tupac left over that wasn't produced. No one had never heard. So we write one of the big, nice songs around, talking about all by myself who I survived the struggle. Just the same how Tupac survived his struggle. So you can look forward to me and Jasmine Sullivan, Kerry Hilson, Tupac, and Rick Ross, and Mavado. And they have some wonderful tracks coming out there on this album, trust me, some wonderful tracks.
Now, I know Jamaican artists really, really work hard. So, are you already working on the next one? Is it already coming up?
Well, I don't do music like that, you know. Because guess what? No, more the world for us give a tentative ears to my work right now. Because guess what? I'm dealing with quality over quantity, you know what I mean? So, I'm a man that take time. I'm just focused on which project I don't want to finish. You take a rest, give you meditation space. So you can, you know, have a little more room for a little inspiration and fill up into your vocab. And so next time, you know, there's some words you can grab for. You know, when I grab for your vocab and the box is empty because, you know, you try to run out everything. So you wait till it's reload again. Then we can go out more music, because music now run with. And then the ears. So one at a time, because one good album can serve for years. So we're not fearing for try to make two in a 1 year. And she know, honey, it's not, I understand. So let's try to think about making a one good album for serve for like a decade, or probably for life.